In January of 2021, six teenagers went into the forest near Somerville, Georgia, to film a video for a class project at the ruins of Corpsewood Manor. The recordings have been recovered, but the video footage is corrupted. So what you're about to hear is the raw audio from that fateful evening. Listen with care.
Should we stop for food?
Did you not eat lunch after church?
You know I don't go to church. I woke up like 4 minutes before I had to leave to pick y'all up.
Me too.
Then how'd you have time to put all that makeup on?
Wouldn't you like to know?
How much further is it?
The turn should be coming up soon.
Do you even know how far?
I have it pulled up on Google Maps, so yes.
Zach, are you recording this?
Yeah, I figured we could have like a behind the scenes, like a blooper section at the end. Like, that's always the best part of these.
Yeah, in middle school.
Give me that. Hey, stop!
Do I need to pull over?
Damn, give it back.
The rocks, it's much harder to find. How are we even supposed to get there?
I think the point is that we aren't supposed to. It's private property. People were killed here.
It's gonna make a hell of a video, though.
As long as we're careful and leave it all just the way we found it. Respect, or whatever.
Are we ready to get going, or...?
It isn't paved. What the fuck am I supposed to do, then?
Em, it poured, like, all day yesterday. I don't know what you expected.
Yeah, why the hell did you wear white shoes, anyway?
They're the only athletic shoes I have, and I thought it would be paved.
Did you even look at the pictures I sent in the group chat?
Let's just get this shit over with.
I think we're getting close now.
The website, it says it gets confusing around the end.
Well, I would consider this confusing.
Where did the marks go?
Over here.
If we get lost and we are never seen again, we're following green spray paint marks under the assumption that they lead us to the ruins of the manor.
How would you find your phone without finding us?
It's just in case, you know?
Just in case of what? It's just a rundown old house. Plus, we're in the middle of nowhere. If we're lost, we're lost.
Well, the guys who lived here got murdered in the middle of nowhere, though.
My shoes!
You're the one who chose to wear white shoes. Look at mine.
Your shoes probably cost half of what mine did, Savannah.
You didn't even walk on the path, Emily. You walked on the edges and rocks and shit, slowing us way down.
That's right, we're already losing light. We need to start recording if we're gonna finish this tonight.
Ugh, I'm gonna go clean up.
Don't go too far, babe.
I got it, Cameron.
So this is it?
Yeah, it's smaller than I expected. Where's the pink gargoyle?
The pink what?
The guys who built it brought a pink gargoyle down from New York. It sat, right up here, on the entryway area.
I bet someone took it.
Probably. I mean, who doesn't want a pink gargoyle?
Thought it would be bigger and, like, you know, like housier.
I mean, it's only been here since, like, 77, but I think there was a tornado through here 7 or 8 years ago that really wore it down.
Like, two walls and some rubble.
I sent pictures in the group chat from, like, 2 months ago. You knew what you were getting into.
Whatever.
Who has the script?
Me.
I have it on my phone.
Script?
Great.
Is that fucking beer, Liam? Are you kidding me?
Dude.
This is extremely disrespectful.
Everyone else has already done it.
That doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah, and if everyone else told you to jump off a cliff, would you?
Zach, what do we need to record first?
First, I think we should find a good spot for the... Hang on. Oh, this could work right here. Eliza, I think I... What the?
I'm coming.
Emily!
Shit, is that a brick?
From the house.
What?
God.
Babe. Babe?
Where's Liam?
Emily, baby, wake up. No, wake up, Em.
Is she...
I don't know.
Cameron, check her pulse.
No, Em.
Cameron, you need to check if she's alive so we can help her. Okay, I'll do it.
We should get back to my car and take her to a hospital.
There's nothing they could do for her, Eliza. We have to stay to preserve the murder scene.
Murder?
She was hit with a brick on the back of her head. You don't do that accidentally.
I can't drive my car out here. We're in the middle of the woods. We have to
stay and call the cops to come out here.
We can't stay out here if there's a murderer hiding out somewhere.
How could they?
What?
How could they be hiding? We can see through all the trees. It's not like there's leaves on them. It's January. Every step we make is loud as shit, and there's nowhere to hide out here. Not to mention we all came running the second we heard her scream. Whoever killed her wouldn't have had time to run.
What are you saying?
A freak accident, maybe.
There's no way a brick could have fallen from above us, Savannah.
Suicide? Somehow?
No. She never would have.
How could she hit herself with a brick in the back of the head? Again, it couldn't have been an accident, and she couldn't have done it herself.
So she's really dead.
Fuck.
It had to have been one of us.
No way.
Who got here first?
Me. Nobody else was here.
And Liam?
He's probably off smoking somewhere. He's an ass, but he wouldn't kill anyone. If anything, he wanted to bone Emily, not kill her.
We can't leave her here!
Then we won't leave.
What?
What? It's gonna get dark in like 2 hours. We can't stay out here.
We cannot leave her here!
We won't.
Then what do we do?
Where were you all when she screamed?
I was by the front of the house, by the pillars, where the driveway pulls up.
I've been recording. You can see it wasn't me. Hang on. It's just recording. I don't have service. I figure we might as well document now that...
That's smart, Zach.
What are we gonna do?
We need to find fucking Liam, for starters.
Someone say my name?
Did you fucking kill her? I knew you were slimy, but I thought you were just a creep, not a psycho.
Hey, calm down, Seth.
What?
Emily, she,
Fucking what?
We don't know what happened, she just...
Where were you?
Whoa, I just went off a bit to take a piss and smoke. Jesus Christ.
Don't.
Don't what? Smoke weed? That too much for your wholesome Christian values?
Liam, back off! His girlfriend just...
He thinks I killed her too, doesn't he?
He's not the only one.
I'm literally your fucking dealer, Savannah. You know me better than any of these people.
I know your weed, not your fucking morals.
Calm down, everybody. Would any of us really kill her right there in front of everybody?
No.
I mean...
Fuck, I need a drink.
Where do you think you're going?
I left the six-pack in the gazebo thing or whatever. I'll be right back.
Then I'm gonna go look over where we found Emily.
I'll come.
You're just leaving me here?
I can stay.
No, Zach, go over where Liam came from and see if you can find anything. His blunt or bottles or whatever. Ashes proof.
Alone?
But, fine. Eliza, go with him.
Why? We'd rather go with you.
Just go.
Watch your step.
I got it.
Listen, I know you didn't want to go with me for whatever reason, but you don't have to be so mean.
I didn't want to go with you. It's nothing. You haven't done anything wrong, I promise.
What is it, then?
I just wanted to go with Savannah.
Well, yeah, you two were like best friends, right?
We were. For a long time.
What happened?
I don't.
I'm not going to tell anybody, or whatever. I'm not exactly a fan of the creek-filled gossip mill.
I forgot about that.
What, that I tried to kiss a guy, and he told the whole football team, who then made literal flyers to pass out warning people to stay away from me? Yeah, how could you possibly forget that?
That really sucked. I felt so bad for you.
Yeah, well, I think this is where Savannah wanted us to poke around.
Yeah.
And if you want to tell me what's up with her, you can, but you don't have to.
It's not her I don't want to talk about. It's okay. We stopped hanging out because of Emily. She just fucking died, and I don't want to be shitting on her in the woods while we're trying to... I don't even know what.
I get it. She wasn't the nicest, always.
I think I freaked Savannah out a few months ago.
Hmm?
She spent the night, and I thought she was flirting with me, so I...
You did what I did.
Yeah, and she didn't. So she stopped coming over.
Wait, look, the cigarette butt's still kind of warm, too.
Liam was here then. Not even smoking weed.
Yeah, I guess not.
What? You don't believe him?
Hang on.
Fucking possessed, I swear to God. His eyes are rolling in the back of his head. He was reaching for a brick.
What? Cameron, what?
I blacked out. I came to, and I was backing Savannah into a wall.
Did you have any of Liam's shit?
No, I was just sitting here with them.
Liam, did you see any of this?
Now it's in him. Fuck, what the fuck?
Holy shit!
Liam, stop it. Stop!
What the fuck is going on? Eliza, you did research on this place, right? Is it haunted, demons, or...
No, nobody has said anything.
What happened here? We can't leave until we know we're not... You googled this place. Tell us about it.
Like, the history?
Yeah, tell us.
Okay, this house was built by two men who moved down from New York. They didn't want to pay taxes or rent or something, so they built this mansion in the middle of the woods. They were married, or as close as married as they could be, but they had locals over for sex parties, dinner. They were Satanists, I think.
So what? Being a Satanist doesn't make your ghost more likely to possess fucking teenagers.
I meant more that they were ostracized. They came out here to avoid judgment and be who they were. They spent all their money on the house, but some local men thought they were rich, so...
They killed them, right?
Yeah. And their dog.
Woof.
They found no money and ran, I think.
How does this help us?
If they were actually Satanists, maybe they made some kind of deal with the devil, or...
This isn't fucking supernatural. There's no such thing as demons or devils.
You aren't Christian?
I'm Jewish, but, like, barely. My mom is. And the men who built this place were kind introverts. They just wanted to be free from judgment, not hurt anyone.
Could it be a ghost of, like, the murderers?
Ghosts possess people in movies and stuff, too, and they could be tied here because of the significant event.
This isn't a fucking movie, you freak. My girlfriend is dead. Something killed her, and it could be in any one of us right now.
How do we prove we're us?
Put any salt or whatever?
I highly doubt that works in real life.
Check your ears. There was an episode of The X-Files where it went in through the ears. Eliza showed it to me.
Liam?
What?
Could you feel it?
Ghost demon shit? No.
Do we think it sits dormant until it takes over?
It could be in me. It could be. I could hurt someone.
Cameron, no!
Stop!
It could be in me for all we know. Or Savannah. Or Eliza. Or Liam. It could be lurking any one of us waiting to strike.
How do we know who?
How do we get it out?
Demons can't stay dormant. They can only mimic the actions of their host. I read a book about exorcisms a few months ago, and obviously we don't have a priest here to do a proper exorcism, but if one of us is acting strange...
You know a lot about demons for a good Southern Baptist boy, Zach Squatch.
I'm Catholic, and so are my moms. I do my homework. It's interesting.
It could be a debunk, but they're like halfway between ghosts and demons. Same rules apply, you just gotta exercise and they can't hide. What, so Zach can research demons, but I can't?
We say something only we could know then.
Something we could prove.
Seriously? We're doing fucking truth or dare to figure out who's possessed by a spirit demon? Jesus fucking Christ.
It could work if Zach is right.
Fine.
I hate tennis.
What? Aren't you, like, the only reason our tennis team is ranked in the state?
Yes. I hate it. I wanted to play football, but my moms wouldn't let me after Aaron Hernandez and OJ.
You were ready with that one. It's just been begging to come out.
Don't be a dick.
It's getting dark.
We can't leave.
We have to, Cameron.
Not without figuring out what killed her. What are we supposed to tell her parents?
Liam, give me your lighter.
Why?
Gonna make a fire. The wood in the stairwell was dry and it would make a good fire pit.
That's actually really smart.
Have I proven that I'm not possessed yet, or...
I gotta make the fire.
Wait. I can prove myself to Savannah.
Don't.
We have to check everyone.
Nothing we say here will be repeated. None of our secrets.
Well... I don't have any secrets. I'm gay. The whole school knows that already. I know Savannah's.
Then Savannah goes first.
Fine. Do y'all remember when I was out of school for a month or so last year?
After your car accident, right?
Yeah, that wasn't an accident.
What, you ran off a bridge on purpose?
Yeah, I was in a psych ward after that.
She called me that night, right before she left. I didn't know what she was gonna do.
Yeah, well, me neither. I'll do Liza then. Her first kiss was with Sarah Tidwell at the 8th grade formal.
Fuck you! Yours was with Stomp Jacob in 6th grade!
Jacob McCarthy? He peed himself in gym in 7th grade.
Oh, that Jacob? Oh, gross.
I know, I can do better.
Uh-huh.
Cameron? Liam?
No. Him first.
Says the one who was just possessed, like, 5 minutes ago.
Y'all don't fucking know me. How am I supposed to prove something?
I figured it out.
What?
His spray paint is what woke up whatever this goddamn thing is.
What?
We were fine until he went off to paint all over the walls and there was garbage all over the damn place.
You killed her, didn't you?
What? No, man. I...
You killed my fucking girlfriend, you psycho!
Stop! Liam, prove it.
I'm fucking gay, okay?
That's it?
Yeah, like, we all are.
You don't get it.
I get it.
No, your moms, you grew up knowing that it was okay. Eliza, you've never been fucking scared to be who you are.
Liam...
My dad would kill me. He would kill me. Dead. You brought me here to this fucking gay house in the middle of the woods, and I had to lie to him about where we went so he wouldn't Google it and freak out on me.
I'm sorry.
Don't. Just don't. It's fine.
How did I get stuck with all the gay people?
We're the ones nobody else picks when it comes to group projects, so we don't gay it up or whatever.
But why am I here?
Because nobody likes Emily, and now by extension, you.
Savannah, what the hell?
Too soon?
Fuck you.
Your turn, lover boy.
Sav?
Savannah, back the fuck off.
Savannah, stop. No, put that down.
Savannah, it's okay. You can fight it.
We're hiding. I'm with Liam.
What are you doing with that?
Tepper's recording. It was a good idea. We need proof of what's going on.
You're not going to believe us anyways.
I know.
Eliza? Liam? Shh. We need to get out of here.
Not without Savannah.
Eliza?
She'll be fine. She just has to walk it off. You both got out.
If we have to leave her, we have to leave her.
I drove, and I'm not leaving without Savannah.
Fine. Savannah!
What? No!
Cameron? Eliza?
Savannah?
Savannah, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Stay back.
Eliza, it's me.
Prove it.
When you kissed me, I wanted you to.
What?
I wanted you to kiss me. I've wanted you to for years.
God help me.
Happy, Eliza?
I...
Okay, whatever. Let's go back to the manor and get our shit and go while we still can.
Fine. I'll kill the fire.
Ow.
Mud, I think.
Alright.
Savannah!
Hmm?
You killed Zach.
I did.
Why aren't you freaking out? When you punched Brody Rhodes freshman year, you cried for like a fucking hour. You're not, Savannah.
What are you talking about? Of course I am, Eliza.
You're not her.
Savannah? Shit.
Sav?
Liza?
God damn.
I killed Zach.
I'm bringing this with us. We all need some.
What? Fire?
It got it out of her, didn't it?
I guess so.
We need to get the fuck out of here.
We have to bring Emily.
And Zach, too.
We can't drive the hour back to Canton with two bodies in our car, y'all. We have to leave them and call the police as soon as we're out of the woods.
Each of you take this.
We need to fucking fire.
It's unlocked! Go!
Go, go!
What do we do with the torches?
Fuck 'em. The woods are too wet to burn. Eliza, we need to go.
No shit, I'm trying.
Go, go, go. Fuck.
After that night, the woods surrounding Corpsewood Manor caught fire. It burned far more than the teens expected, but curiously, the blaze left a circle of trees still standing surrounding Corpsewood Manor. Neither of the teenagers' bodies had been recovered, and all the video footage of that night was corrupted. With only audio, there is not enough information to prove one way or another what happened to Emily Williams and Zach Chapman. Corpsewood Manor is now closed to the public, and Eliza, Savannah, Cameron, and Liam refuse to comment on the events that transpired that night. The case of Emily and Zach's disappearance is currently under federal investigation, and if you know anything, contact us at Corpsewood Pod on Twitter, and thank you for listening.
Corpsehold was written by Ollie Plamp and narrated by Kit James. Emily was played by Ollie Plamp, Eliza was played by Sam Gouger, Savannah was played by Isabella Abate, Zach was played by Donovan Garcia Buckler, Liam was played by Cole DeGungi, and Cameron was played by Jess Burke. Special thanks to my mom, my best friend Levi, my podmates Gail, Alexa, Whitney, and Emily, my audio tutor Derek, Warren, and everyone else who helped make this possible.